Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, the U.S. and China finally signed off on the Phase 1 trade agreement. So what does that mean for soybean growers in the state of North Dakota? To find out more, Mick here on Farm Talk talked with Nancy Johnson from the North Dakota Soybean Growers.
Now, what does this mean to North Dakota soybean growers?
Well, the thing that we're going to start with is saying we're really pleased that there is a Phase 1 agreement because we have been so dependent on that market. We worked for many years to develop the market. I mean, this is going back more than 30 years. So we developed the market. We developed all the ways to serve the market well. We got a lot of growers growing great quality soybeans. And so we're ready to keep servicing that market. So this gives us the opportunity to plan on it as opposed to say, well, are they going to be in the mood to buy something this week and maybe make the tariffs go away temporarily? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. The council likes to say we are the West Coast of soybeans, and that Pacific market is so important to soybean growers here in the far northern growing region.
It is extremely important. It's been there's been a lot of money that's been put into developing local markets. I mean, we figure that $800 million has been put in the last 20 years to develop all of the shuttle terminals that are in North Dakota, for instance. And, of course, BNSF has put a lot of money into making sure that the track works and we've got double track where we need it and that sort of thing. And then at the export port, there's been hundreds of millions of dollars put into those facilities so that when an order comes in now to those export guys, they can go to that local elevator, they can get train loads of great high-quality soybeans, and they can have them in China in less than 30 days.
Pretty important stuff, I mean, because that's customer service, and that's what business is all about, isn't it?
Well, it is. We have built all those relationships for that 30 years that we've been working in Asia, and China's not the only place, but it's the big numbers place simply because it is a country with a very big population and a big demand for high-quality protein, so they're feeding all the soybeans to their hogs and chickens.
We've really struggled price-wise. We've been trading pretty much horizontally or slightly to the downside for a while. Do you see a lot of motivation to plant more soybeans in the Dakotas and Minnesota next year?
I am really glad you asked that because as we look at the prices for what are those rotational crops that an average farmer is going to look at in North Dakota, soybeans do come out favorably. They're not as great as they have been, but we certainly hope that having the market steady up a little bit will improve the overall price that's going on out there. But on paper today, soybeans are still a profitable crop for many farmers in North Dakota.
And it was probably the there was some wheat left in the field. There was some canola left in the field. There's a lot of corn still standing. Sunflowers are out there. Most of, not all, but most of the soybeans got combined, didn't they?
We fear that there may be a couple hundred thousand acres of soybeans out there, too. They sort of got lost in the craziness of the end of the combining. And I've seen pictures of soybeans that were underwater. They certainly haven't been combined. And seen lots of pictures of soybeans in snowbanks. They're not getting combined. So we fear there's more soybeans out there than we might think just because those satellite maps that have been distributed showing all those cornfields are pretty vivid. And so those few soybean fields, probably you couldn't even see them under the snow in those maps.
Again, that's Nancy Johnson from the North Dakota Soybean Growers. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.